Hold on to the Civil Beat brings us our regular dose of reality, and reporter Marcel Henri has been tracking things, all things heart-related. He joins us with the latest. Good morning, Marcel.
Hey, Catherine. We made it to Aloha Friday.
Yes, we have. Hey, so you're focusing on staff changes at Heart.
Yeah, you could say that. This involves Russell Yamanoha. He is he was until recently an information specialist at HART, the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation, which handles the largest ever public works project in Hawaii. He was a media contact. He dealt a lot with folks like me as we were trying to get information from the agency. And last month, he pleaded guilty to rigging an IBW Local 1260 vote back in 2015 before he joined HART. And this was a Guam-based unit of the union. And it was it involved Yamanoha and at least three others who traveled to Guam. And they filled out fake ballots and replaced the real ones and destroyed the real ones. And this basically led to a dues increase that likely otherwise would not have passed. And he's agreed to testify now to his former boss at the IBW, Brian Ahakuelo.
Right. And Brian is facing a number of indictments.
Right. They're basically going after the big fish, frankly. And Russell and several others were indicted, and Russell is now cooperating. Now, it doesn't involve HART, but, you know, HART faces its own public image issues and, you know, the costs that have been exploding and going over budget. And it also had received its own three subpoenas back in February. And there's been an unspecified amount of grand jury subpoenas that have gone out to HART employees and potentially former employees. So HART is under incredible scrutiny. And even though this doesn't directly relate to HART, it raised a lot of questions and criticism about whether, you know, Russell should remain at the agency given the overall circumstances.
Right. And I think both you and I were calling HART to find out what is the status, if there's any change in his employment when the indictments first came down. And we were told no.
Yeah, it's interesting. Back in September, right after Russell had his plea agreement, we met with Andrew Robbins, who's the executive director of HART, and he said at that point that there was no compelling reason to dismiss Yamanoha and that he's doing a good job at HART and that they would wait until December for the sentencing to see what happens and make a decision on any action, if any, at that point. So yesterday we did find out that he is in fact no longer at HART. What's interesting is Robbins would not say whether he had been fired or whether he left of his own accord.
Yeah, it's a little puzzling because from what I understand, what they're just being very tight-lipped about, you know, when he left. And I know they recently made a new hire over there in that office, I believe. I think it was someone with the, Neighborhood Board Commission.
I forget his exact title, but he did move over there, and you know they're doing a lot of public outreach, so you are seeing those things filled. We don't know if there's been any sort of severance agreement or, you know, similar settlement, something like that with Russell. What it could be, and you know, I was talking with Brian Black yesterday with the Civil Beat Law Center. You know, HART doesn't actually immediately have to disclose whether Russ had been fired or not. Russ could challenge the termination, and then it's only after a 30-day period that that HART is actually compelled and it's mandatory to report what happened.
Now, he hasn't been sentenced yet, though, has he?
He hasn't. That comes in December. And I think he's, if memory serves correctly from the plea agreement, he could face up to a year in jail and monetary fines as well.
Right. I mean, I could see then if he does, let's say, face jail term, he wouldn't be able to report to work. And then, you know, that would be, you know, reason to not keep him on the payroll. But
that would be problematic in terms of doing his job at Hart.
Right, right. So just curious why they're being tight-lipped about details on his departure.
Yeah, you know, you could make the argument that it really serves the public interest to be as transparent and accountable on this as you can.
All right. Well, we'll just keep asking. Thanks so much, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. To read his full story, go to civilbeat.org.